The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, hey Dino, what's going on? How's it? How you doing?
We're all doing great. We're just here in Vegas enjoying the good weather.
Are you? I'm in Minneapolis, freezing my off.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's cold here. You know, I don't know why people live here in the winter. I mean, I know why they live here in the summer, but I don't know why they live here in the wintertime. This is cold.
I hate
You
to
know?
tell you, this ain't cold, honey.
No.
No.
Damn.
Stay a little bit longer and you'll see cold. It's
I'm
supposed to
like a
be
goose.
nine. It's
I'm
supposed
like a
to
toad. I'm like a goose. I'm up in the sky whacking, whack, whack, whack. I
be
am flying south. I'm telling you. There we are. The only reason you guys live here is because you hadn't discovered Florida. You know,
nine.
it's great. You know, North Carolina is pretty good. Florida is really good. There we go. Anyway, that's all I got, y'all. No, not really. I got a lot of good stuff. You know, when I was talking to God before the show, you know, which is thank God I can talk to God because then I can figure out something interesting to talk about. If you can imagine all the things I've talked about in my lifetime and how I am, you know, what could I possibly say that's interesting? I mean, that I hadn't already said, right? And so sometimes I think like that before I do a show, and so then I can't get too wrapped up into that because then you'll go into total panic. And so instead of going into panic, I just talked to God. And so I was like, God, what do I talk about today? And he says, well, you need to talk about something that's relative. And I was like, okay, all right. Well, I don't want to talk about the election stuff. And he goes, no, you got to talk about what everybody needs. And then you have to provide it. And I'm like, okay, what is that? And he told me that you guys need a lot of light. You need a lot of light. I mean, a lot of light. To pull off what you're trying to pull off, whatever the hell that might be, or heaven that might be. And so let's work on getting light. So tonight, I'm going to light you up. If I talk to you, I'm going to light you up, and I'm going to get you spiritual gifts that will light you up because I can do that thing. And then as I light you up, all you guys piggyback on whoever gets the gift of whatever it is to get lit up in such a crazy way. And so, but you can really experience tremendous light. How many people feel their head warm right now? Can you feel that? Will your head get warm? There you go. Raise your hand real big, like you're proud of it. Like, damn, something occurred. There you go. Oh, look at you. Look at everybody. You feel that, right? All right. That's it for tonight, folks. Appreciate you. Anyway, but there we go. But you can, but that light that you feel is a very big deal. You know, and I made that look pretty easy because all I did is raise my hands up and say, hey, y'all feel light? Yeah, wow, look at that. But you can do the same thing. And that's my point. There's different blocks you have, there's different traumas you may have, there's different things you may have going on in your life right now that you want to fix and get better. And if you have a lack of light, a lot of times you have a lack of love. And so you just need to get a lot more love in you somehow from somewhere, from somebody, or from yourself. Start with you and then expand out. And you'll find that things are just going to work out good. And don't be afraid to ask for love, you know. And so this is a tremendous, see this picture? This is a picture that I did to this meditation that I just did last Wednesday. And this was the most powerful meditation I've ever done. And I was really surprised that God showed you guys this spiritual secret. See, God shows me a lot of spiritual secrets, and he don't always say, tell everybody about this right now, because if you have enough light, some of you guys just blow yourself up with it. And so I just hear people popping all over the place. Instead of blowing yourself up with it, use it to heal yourself and heal other people. If you don't move into oneness really fast, once you get really big spiritual gifts, you kind of get your spiritual butt kicked. That's a terminology. That's a spiritual terminology. Spiritual butt kicking. And that's if you don't move into oneness. You want to be one with folks. You want to be one with you. You want to be one with God, and you want to be God-like. What is being one with God? Being God-like. What is God like? Well, he's pretty kind, but he's not a pansy. Some of you guys think God is a pansy. He's not. He is tough. And these days it looks like he's in a little bit of a hurry to enlighten us and to get us brighter. So I want you guys to just know that there's a tremendous amount of light available right now if you ask for the light right now. Now, all you got to do is just say, God, please give me my God matrix. And so, Judy, you got a picture of a God matrix? You got one of those? And so I want you to just imagine this big God matrix coming down to you. And it looks like a sunshine with very sharp beams. And there we go. Now, a lot of you guys are just feeling that going into the top of your head now as these beams kind of go into your head. And now a lot of you guys can feel your chest open up as you get to where you can breathe better because the light's going into your chest. There you go. Now a lot of you guys feel warm in your stomach. That's what a God matrix looks like. It's up on the screen. And you just want to allow this God matrix into your physical body. And then when you say, thank you, God. Now, God, it's really wild. There's a place in heaven. Let me ask God if I can tell you this secret. Yeah, I can. When I was dying of COVID in the hospital or died 5 times, I kept on popping back, from death. But I went to these places that were secret places where God lives, where God dwells, according to the Book of Enoch, part of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Dwells. What does it mean where God dwells? It means where God walks around in a, believe it or not, physical form. And so this was very cool for me to learn because I didn't know this piece. I knew all the heavens and I'd been to all the heavens and seen everything I thought. And then I realized I was totally ignorant because I didn't see this big main heaven, Zion heaven. And so I learned more about light, all wired up and tubed up and, everything when I was sick than I knew. And it was pretty wild going through those experiences. Anyway, that God matrix, and Judy, if you go back to that picture one more time, and this God matrix is really a cool matrix, because all of those beams, God makes each one of those beams specially customized for you. There's a big room in heaven, which is part of the main castle where he lives. And it looks a little bit like the Disney castle, but fancier. And he takes each one of these crystal, those are made of crystals, and they're crystal rods. And he places them specifically and tailors every God matrix for each person that he gives it to. Well, he's got some sort of a time trick because this has to take a lot of time because I watched him. He let me sit there and watch him make them. Sounds a little crazy. No one's ever told you that before because nobody's ever done it before. And so, or they didn't remember it. So this God matrix, when every time I tell you guys you get a God matrix, you guys, I think you kind of just go, yeah, I got a God matrix. Yeah, yippee, okay, big deal. It actually is a very big deal, a huge deal. And the reason it's such a big deal is because God takes every one of those crystals and he places it so specific and customizes it perfectly for you. For you, not for anyone else, but for you. And at the end, if you look at these crystals, I've examined this crazily. And so if you look down that crystal that it's hollow in the middle, and it ends up, that beam will end up in your perfect manifestation, if you're manifesting a Lamborghini, you're going to look down the end of that crystal rod and see a Lamborghini. And then you'll get a Lamborghini. As crazy as that may sound. How many of your hands got warm? I felt it. All of you got it. You felt that warmth. This is how you manifest things. And these crystals are so fragile, you can break them. Here's the key to not breaking them. Because when you break them, it takes a long time for them to repair, if they ever do. And so what you want to do, you don't want to break your God matrices. And so you want to be very, very thankful when you get a God matrix. And you want to be very appreciative. And you don't want to get angry. Anytime you get mad, you break these little crystal, very fragile crystal rods. And so remember, Dean, years ago when I first got one of these things and you got mad about something and broke it?
Yep.
You broke my God matrix
a few times. Remember?
Well, then I broke it more because I got so mad at you, you know, so we had to get to where you can't be angry about stuff, because anger is the worst energy. And so you can't really be mad. And you can't hold on to it, very long at all. And so anytime I could tell you guys not to get mad, and you go, Gary, you bump your damn head, because I have, you know, there's always that one person in your life that just pisses you right on off. And so you're going to get mad, right? And so you have to realize that's going to happen, but you have to go to forgiveness as quick as you possibly can. And when you do that, you'll then go to oneness, or be able to go to oneness. And when you do that, you'll find that everything gets really better and really leaps and bounds. And there's a little trick to oneness, and it really has a lot to do with forgiveness. And so this is how this works. It really is. And then you can continue to manifest the perfect life and the perfect heaven on earth, which is what, anytime you get a God matrix is you getting part of your heaven on earth. There you are. And she's in God's big universe. Perfect. Perfect. That's a very bright light. So you can feel that. See? And there's a big Milky Way angel. And so when you look at this particular one, you'll feel your Milky Way angel. Some of you guys got dizzy when you looked at this particular illustration. The reason you got dizzy is because you might have had your energy going backwards, counterclockwise. That means your energy is going counterclockwise to the whole universe that's going, God's universe that's going clockwise. And so you want to see the energy coming down to your head in a clockwise motion, filling you full of light. And so you can do that now. Tap into this, and I'm going to turn up the volume, so to speak. And there we go. Now, let me go back to the gallery view, if I could. I just want to see. There we go. How many of you guys feel that? How many guys you feel the light going in? You feel that? Feel that? That's nice, right? It feels good. How many of you guys don't feel none? How many of you guys don't feel anything? Raise your hand. You don't feel anything. Louise, you don't feel anything. Come here. Let me fix you. All right. Let me see what you got going, girl.
Who's it, Gary?
Louise.
Oh.
No, there we are. There we go.
Go ahead and unmute, please.
I thought I did.
There you go. Oh, now you're muted again. Hit it one more time.
Mute.
There you go. Hey, girl.
Hi.
When I look at you, here's the reason you didn't feel anything. You're backwards in your body.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I took you out and I stuck you back in straight on. Look how you feel now. See that? Yeah. And see now.
I'm starting to feel warm. Thank you.
Yeah, you feel warm. And so anytime you guys don't feel it, it's because of something. And it could be, there's a million different reasons why and how you get your light blocked. But light is the most important thing now. And if you have tons and tons of light, you have tons and tons of happiness. You have tons and tons of love, and usually you have tons and tons of money, and it works out really, really good. There's Daryl. He loves you.
Get over here.
Hi.
I'll share.
Hey, buddy. There we are. Good to see you. Let me look at you. There we go. You have a bunch of stuff messing with you way out there in the cosmos.
Well, I know it. I've been fighting it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There's a big demon fight going on, and so you're up in it. And there we are. Let me fix it. There we are. And there. How quiet is your head?
Real quiet.
There we go.
Really quiet.
Yeah, but you had a bunch of demons that were really attacking you big time.
That wearing me out.
Yeah, well, they make you tired. And so here's what you got to do. You got to go above it. Anytime you have a lot of dark energies attacking you, and believe me, the reason I'm so good at getting rid of demons or killing demons is because I get attacked more than you guys ever thought about. Mm-hmm. And what you got to do, you got to just make yourself bigger. And so just go bigger. That's your trick. Let me help you. And so I see you the size of the earth. Now then, I want you to go high with me. I've grabbed your hand, and now I've got you going really, really high. And you look back, see that little pinhead down there, that dot? See the dot? Yeah. That's Earth. That's the Earth.
Okay.
So that's how big you got. Okay. Now then, take your sword and clear around that dot. You can see it in your mind's eye. There you go. Now, how hot did you get? I see you start.
I'm getting teary too.
Yeah, that's because that healed you. And the reason it healed you, let me explain to you guys how you heal yourself. You actually go and you rescue your higher selves that are captured in these hell dimensions. And so that's what just happened, Daryl. That's the reason you're tearing up. And so that's because, so you just heal that. Okay. Now heal Louise. There we are. Heal. There we go. There you go. You did it. There. It was a tiny thought away for you. And the reason it was such a tiny thought away for you is because you got so big. Rather than being as big as the earth clearing demons, as big as the planet Earth, which sounds big and impressive, you went way out in the cosmos, and the earth looked like a dot, just a little tiny dot on, you know, like nothing. You know, a pinhead. And so now then, see how warm you feel? Really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really, really bright. I see your brain going different. Your brain is rainbow. Her brain now is a rainbow brain. And so I see her going super, super, super high. Now she went higher than you. And see, this is a great situation between, you know, couples. You couples that are able to understand energy and learn how to clear, like I show you how, right? Or God shows you how. I don't show you everything. God shows it. And so so what happens is you can go high. She can go higher. She can clear you. You can go higher. So you guys can do this thing where you step up. You see, one clears, the other one gets cleared and goes higher. And then that's how you do it. And you just go higher and higher and higher. And as you do, you'll find you'll feel great. And so that's where you guys are now. So beautiful. There we go. There's an infinity energy that goes through the universe. If you go back and look at the energy clearing, and I'm not sure if it's up online, we got to make sure it gets up online with really good graphics, because we had a little bit of an internet problem on Wednesday. But this is a really super important meditation. Next week, I'm going to make sure this meditation gets out for everybody to see. And this super bright light spot is a source light spot out in God's universes. And it's kind of a hidden place. No one knows where it is. But all you guys that saw this meditation, saw me do it, now you know where it is, and you can go right back to it. And that's how it works. I love you guys. How you doing? What else you doing? Come have Thanksgiving with me. What are you doing?
Gonna go up north to my sister in Iowa for Thanksgiving. So we're praying for good weather, no snow or ice.
So, mm-hmm. Well, I promise I won't have any of that in North Carolina, so you can come there.
There you go. We might have to change our plan.
So. I'd really like to make it next spring if you have your retreat there.
Yeah.
Well, I will. No, I will. I'm getting better and better and better, guys. I appreciate you guys really. You know, I can't run around quite as hard as what I was doing because of my leg having an issue, but now it's getting better. And so I'm going to be able to do everything I've ever done, which is so happy for me. And so we'll do a lot of retreats and a lot of other things. And so
we need you to stay healthy because we need you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so there, I'm just.
I've got the same thing going on with my legs. I think you do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got to patch ourselves together as we keep on going. Let me just look at you here. I'm just clearing off everything I see everywhere. I see it. Look how you feel now. Gone. That feels good, right?
That is, yeah, real great. Very
Yeah,
good.
I see all these beams and I see super rainbow energy. So I want you guys, as you look at these guys here, tap into their love for each other and tap into their love for you, because they're love bugs. And you guys will feel these beautiful rainbow energies that are coming down to them. Notice how you got teary. You guys feel that? So that's the tremendous light. And see, everybody feels that. Everybody feels that. It's a beautiful, woo, beautiful, beautiful. It's a beautiful healing energy. And that's all that rainbow energy is just coming down to you. Thank you guys for sharing. I love you. I
Well,
appreciate you.
thank
You
you. Take
Yes.
care.
See
Take
you
care.
next spring. See you next
All
spring in North Carolina.
right.
That'll
We'll
be
make it
fun.
for sure.
All right. I love it. I love it. I love you guys. There you go. It looks like that. These beautiful rainbow energy matrixes started
That
showing up. You know, it's really crazy. These beautiful rainbow energy matrixes started showing up. And when they did, they showed up in the physical form. Judy, do you have that picture that you took? I think you took it actually, because we were finishing one of the tapping in energy, no, energy clearings. What were we doing? We were doing a retreat day. What was it we were doing that day?
I think you were getting ready for a retreat or something. You were down by the waterfall.
Yeah. And but I was talking to a bunch to everybody online, and
Oh, yep.
so it was pretty wild.
You were doing a master class right before your retreat.
Oh, that was it. It was a master class right before the retreat. And
Yep.
so anyway, as I was doing it, Judy started going, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God," right? And so, do you have that picture? I don't know if you got that picture, you could share or not.
I got it right here.
Yeah. And so with all these rainbow energies that started coming down, right? It's they started becoming visible to your eye, to your naked eye. And that was crazy. That was really, really crazy to see. And much more than crazy to see, it was crazy to feel, because this was an energy that you would feel. It would become very real to you because you felt it. And this is just me, you know. That's a horrible shot, Judy. I show my belly. Anyway, but that's okay. It shows the rainbow. And so, but I'm standing down by the little waterfall, you know, back on one of the energy vortexes in my backyard in North Carolina at the retreat center in my home. And you see this rainbow above my head that appeared. And I didn't know what Judy was talking about. But she said, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God," you know. And
I
so
couldn't
she's,
find it. I was trying to capture it and I didn't know if I could. I didn't know if the camera could see what I was seeing. And it did.
yeah. And so we and then we started just taking pictures of all kinds of, you know, orbs, rainbows, things, stuff, lights, beams of light. And we realized that heaven was transposing its light from heaven to earth, to our heaven. If you have a, and here's what makes that happen. You guys listen to this if you don't hear a damn thing for the rest of the day, right? Listen to this. And find your heaven on earth. Allow that to be part of you. Allow that to be part of who you are. Allow this heaven on earth energy to be in your home, at your place. And if you do, you will find that all these energies will show up, rainbow, crazy rainbow energies, all these crazy healing energies, and you'll experience the same thing at your house as you experience in heaven. And so, and I've experienced both and experienced both. And so that's what happens. And so there we are. That was a good shot, Judy. Thank you. Thank you for that. And then we took a bunch of others, you know.
You're
Nice.
welcome.
Oh, there we go. You guys are great. I really appreciate you. That rainbow energy that came down to the physical world, we managed to bring that down in Ojai. We were in Ojai the very first day. You never know, right? You never know what's going to come down, and you never know what spiritual gift's going to show up at what time. In Ojai, we managed to tap into this whole dimension of rainbow energies. Which is just tremendous healing, and the sky was just full of angels, and I was a little nervous about doing this retreat. I have to be honest with you, because I had a hard time walking, and I was hoping that I'd be able to walk, frankly, so that's the reason I got a tour bus, as silly as that sounds, and parked it real close to the retreat center, and I would stay in the bus, and then when it was time for me to talk to you guys, I would go in and hang out on stage and do that for a while, and then I'd go back and rest a bit, and then I'd come back again, and so, but it worked out great, and the retreat could not have been more perfect. And when I stepped off the bus, the very first day, I looked out over this beautiful Upper Ojai Valley where Richard and Alice live, and I looked out over this beautiful heaven on earth valley, where Kevin and I had a ranch up there, anyway, as I did, I saw all these beautiful angels. The sky was full of angels, and so anytime I see a dimension, anytime I see a dimension. And if I see a dimension where there's just angels everywhere, I'll just try to share that as quick as I can, right? And so I couldn't wait to run inside on my gimpy leg, and I got inside the retreat center. I went on real quick, and then I said, "You guys, the sky's full of angels. I want to show you how to tap into it." And it looks much like this illustration right here, and so this beautiful, the sky was full of these rainbow angels. And so I want you now to tap into this dimension. Okay. And so I'm going to take you up. There we go. And now you guys, how many people feel warm right there? Felt warm real fast. You felt that. See, you could feel that. There we go. How many people's sinuses open? How many people's face feels a little warm? There we go. How many people feel the hands get a little lighter? There we go. You see? Okay. That means you got the blessing. Okay. It's so important to get the blessing of the energy. And I learned this so strongly by the retreat in Ojai, because, I knew that there was some magic in the Upper Ojai Valley from the very first time that God moved me there, with Kevin Trudeau. And then I met Richard and Alice, which became my family. And then it became even more magical and more one. And then it just kept going and getting better and better and better. And so I always want to do a retreat in Ojai. And so I hope you guys come next year. And so, but this could be a really fun thing. There we go. Now I've just got all these angels around you, and I see all these rainbow colors around you. God's giving you guys a rainbow orb. You can all imagine an orb, right? And so God's giving a rainbow orb to you guys now to bring in tremendous light. Just reach up and just say, "God, give me this rainbow orb, please. God, give me this rainbow orb, please." Bring it down, put it into your heart, put it into your being, put it into your spirit, put it into your soul, and just say, "Thank you, God, for this." This will bring you tremendous light. The light will get you through whatever it is you need to do to fix the obstacles in your life. And so right now, the light, there it is. It looks just like that. And so, and this is a Zion Heaven orb, and it comes from Zion Heaven. There we go. Boy, I feel hot in my chest. That's crazy. I feel really, really hot. It's really interesting. Tonight's tapping in is a little bit like a spiritual retreat, and certainly like a kind of a master class. And so I just want to make sure that I always convey to you everything that heaven is trying to give you. So I'm sort of like this in between whatever I am, that can create a conduit between here and heaven. I'm able to do that, and you guys are too. So I'm not doing something you can't do. You can do the same thing. And so just allow this to happen. And these days, though, we do need a lot of light. You're going to need a lot of light to pull off what's up. I don't know what's about to be up, but there's something about to be up, because God shows me you need a lot of light. And he keeps on giving me these different abilities, and he has me tap into the real bag of tricks. And so if he's got me tapping into the real bag of spiritual tricks, then, and he's wanting me to share this with you guys, he wants you guys to be lit up too. So that's all I'm doing tonight. I'm just trying to bring you as much light as I possibly can. And you'll feel this light. You'll feel teary through the show. And that's because the light is coming down in such a powerful way. And so, Michelle, who's got a question? What are we doing?
Thank you, Gary. I got a whole list for you. But let me start real quick with Jody. Hers is sort of an emergency.
Jody. Oh, okay.
You got her? You need me to?
Yeah, I got her.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I love Jody.
Jody, go ahead and unmute, beautiful.
Hey, my girl, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. My kitty, Nikki, who I brought back from Greece with me in 2019, you know, wonderful, happy, beautiful kitty. I mean, she's just gorgeous and so pretty and wonderful. So I didn't realize she hadn't been like eating or pooping until last Sunday. And because animals will pretend that they're fine till they can't pretend anymore. And then Sunday, I happened to be training someone to take over that shift and noticed she hadn't pooped or eat. And I'm like, how long has this been? She goes, oh, probably since last Thursday. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? So Monday night, got some blood, looked at it, it was all watery. So she was like super anemic, like PCV of like 8 or 10. And so I knew she needed transfusion. So, you know, I ran and got her blood typed and then got a transfusion and gave her one. It didn't bring her back that much. And pretty much we think she's got like bone leukemia, lymphoid leukemia. So the doctor said that the lymphoid cells are so prevalent that it's like not allowing the red blood cells to come out. So I gave her a second transfusion and it doesn't, it's, I think she had a bad reaction to it and she is like doing worse. And I'm giving her, you know, the chemo that was recommended. And so she could use a little help.
Okay. Well, here's what I see. Okay. Yeah. And everything you said was true. You saved her life the first time you gave her the transfusion. And the second time, it didn't land quite right. But it didn't take her, it didn't hurt her. You know, it just didn't do as much for her. Now here's what I do. See, when I see something that is a complicated and it's the same way with an animal as it is a human, but this is a complicated one. And so I ask God to please give us, me and you, the spiritual gift to heal her. Okay. And so here's what I see. And so I want you to just imagine a drop, one drop of holy water. Oh, perfect. And so imagine one drop of holy water going down.
There she, can I get her? Oh, there we go.
There she is. I see her. Thank you. And I imagine this one drop of holy water going down to this cat and going in there. Down to the kitty, and it's a big giant drop about, oh, I don't know, five or six times bigger than her body. And there it goes, and it just went into her. Now, feel how warm you got.
I mean, here, hold on. I've got the dogs are barking.
That's all right. There we go. You're like Dr. Doolittle.
Well, I was going to go to Florida, and I canceled my trip. I was like, I can't go. My cat's so sick. You know,
well, anyway, like, oh, so she just got a big giant drop of God water. Okay. And so, and a lot of you guys noticed right then how warm your arms got. You feel that. You really do. Everybody around me is like, oh my God, I got hot. And so, but that was a drop of holy water that will heal the worst illnesses from people or from animals. And so, it's all around the kitty now. So let's, there we are. That's all I got. Mm-hmm. That's all I needed. There it goes. One drop. So there we go.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I love you. It's been several days. And thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
I'll let you know. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, you. Thank you. Last year we had a beautiful time at Richard Nallis's, remember?
Yeah. So, how can I forget?
Yeah, that was beautiful. I had fun with you. I'm so glad you were there. So there we go.
I love you. I love you so much.
There love you,
Debbie. There. Oh, awesome. God, I got warm. Michelle, could you feel when that holy water came down? You felt
yes, Every time you talk about holy water, I always feel like this warm blanket coming over me all throughout my
Yeah.
cells down.
Yeah, and it clears you, it heals you, it makes you better. I think we should all ask for this drop of holy water. I think we should all, because it was so healing right there. And so I did it real fast because it was coming down real fast. But ask God, please give me the holy water I need to be okay. God, please give me the holy water I need to be okay. There we are. Perfect. 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 There we are. Oh, now I feel really, really warm. I feel really good. How quiet's your head, guys? Feel that silence? That's the hardest thing to find, by the way. The hardest thing to find is silence in your head when you meditate. There's a trick that works. That beautiful holy water made a big, big difference.
Thank
There we
you.
go. And our animals, we got to love them, right? There we go. Because they bring us so much light, so much healing. And I said I wasn't going to tear up, but uh-oh. Anyway,
Oh,
this.
no, boopers.
so cute. I didn't know.
Yes.
Oh my
I
God.
thought I told you.
No, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
Yeah.
I love Booper.
That was, yeah.
Boopers was this great dog that I got from Jody. And she's this cute little white dog. And you might have seen her before because she was always funny. She was super intelligent. And I taught her how to do about a million tricks. She was like a circus animal. And anyway, she passed away last week.
I'm so sorry.
But she was this beautiful dog. And so Jody handed her to me. And then she immediately went to Travis. And she never left Hilma. And so she was always Travis's pooch. And so everybody's sad about poopers anyway. But I see her in heaven and she's doing quite well in heaven. You know, she's got a front row seat. Of course she does. And so you have to realize your animals go to heaven. They really do. You know, and you can feel their energy, and it's such a beautiful thing to be a part of that, you know, and to feel that. And so this is Boopers. She's in there. And
Oh.
so you can have your dogs cremated, and they got all kinds of cute stuff to do these days, you know. But
I miss them.
I think it's so important to realize that our love extends on the planet Earth to animals as well, you know, to our pets. And so, because they're part of our family. And so, you know, of course they do. Of course it does. Anyway, I think Boopers was 14 or 15. I have to ask Jody. And so.
Oh,
Travis had
that's
not
sad.
figured out she was 15, I think.
Oh, really? All right. Anyway.
I'm so sad about that.
She had a great life. You know, she traveled all over the world. She had a lot of frequent flyers.
Just in case anybody ever wonders, if you had a reading with Gary about 13 years ago in Minneapolis and you had to wait in the lobby for a long time one day, just. I went in there. I was like, Gary, you got three people waiting in the lobby for you. He goes, yeah, come to my room. I got to show you something that's really important. And I'm like, oh shit, something happened. I go up there. Gary's literally got all the dining room chairs lined up. He's got the footstool. He's got something else. He goes, check this out. He goes, boops. Oh, she jumps on the first one. He goes, boopers, go. And she would jump all the way through this chair to the end, jump all the way back. Gary would give her truth. I said, seriously? He goes, yeah, it took me about an hour and a half to teach her all this. She's smart. I said, Gary, you got readings in the lobby. He goes, oh, yeah, I'll get there, but let me show you the other tricks I got from.
But she knew a lot of tricks. She had
She
like
knew a
100
lot of
tricks.
tricks. She was a smart dog, very smart.
Yeah, she had about 100 tricks up her sleeve. She was really, really something. And then later in life, she went deaf. But I taught her sign language. How
Yep.
about that? And so I give her commands with like different little motions I would do, and she got it. So it was really cool, and Travis did too. That was kind of cool. But anyway, for those of you who knew Boobers, she was cool. She was cool. And so you wanna love your little pooches and your little kitties and whatever that is, because that brings you love. Anything that brings you love is beautiful. Anything that brings you love is just the greatest. And so, and then that enhances your heaven for sure. I think that's really, really important. Who we got, Michelle? Who we got? You made me cry.
I know that made me cry too. Thank you. I'm gonna go ahead and put Alice Smith. Hey, Alice, we love you. We miss you and Joe. How are
Oh, I
you?
love you all. I miss him too a lot, and I miss you guys. So, anyway, sorry about your dog, Gary. That was very
Oh,
sad. Oh,
no.
very
Well, it was really
sad.
more Travis's dog. It was my dog, but it was Travis's dog because she was really, it's funny because, dogs will just bond with certain people. They do. And even, you could buy a dog for yourself, and doesn't mean that dog's gonna be your dog, and so they just bond with who they bond with, and they find their way. But anyway, thank you very much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's
You're
never a good
welcome. I
time.
miss you
It's never
all.
a good. Well, it's
Yep.
never a good time to lose anything in anybody you love. And so you had a big loss this year.
Yes,
You know,
you
you lost Joe,
did. Yes, I
but you
did.
didn't lose him because I see him in
Yeah.
heaven. He gave me the finger right then, which is pretty interesting. He gave me, he was like, because I said, you lost him. He goes, she didn't lose me. I'm right here, So I see him very much. And so
Oh.
he says he'll come to you in your
Thank
dreams.
you.
I don't know if he's been coming to you in your dreams, but he says he'll come to you in your dreams. And so,
He gives
anyway.
me some sign. He
Oh,
does.
good.
Yeah.
Good.
But
Awesome.
I have a question for you. Can you
Okay.
help me understand what's going on with his office?
With your office?
Well, yeah, his office, Joe's office. We have a part of an office, three attorneys bought into the office. So I just wonder what can you do? Is there anything we need to
Well, I
do?
can. I'm just clearing the energy off, and there's a lot of greed there. And so there, it's hard for sometimes people just get goofy and they're not honest. Part of your worst fears is, and you hold people accountable because you are, and I've learned this from reading you from years, you aren't dumb. There's nothing dumb about you. You're not a dumb. You said this one time to me. You said, I'm not a dumb girl. And you're not. And so your curse in life is you're not a dumb girl. And so it's about like you think. And so you just got to kind of wake them up a little bit. And then I think they'll come around. And so that's what I think.
Yeah, I want to work with them. I don't want to get an attorney. I want to work with them. And the guy is very nice, that attorney that is there, but there's some issues, and I just want to see what else can I do. I'm trying not to be a barking chicken anymore.
But I think that you'll be able to do that because once they understand you're not a dummy, right? And I think you made that point maybe recently. Did you have a little altercation where you were like, let me just wake y'all's ass up? That's what I see. You did that, right?
Yeah, I've talked already.
Yeah, a
I
little talk.
spoke.
You spoke.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
after you spoke, they woke. Okay, so
Yeah.
they woke up. Sometimes you gotta just wake them up, honey. You did the right thing. That's what I hear. So they're just telling
Thank
me
you.
the angels on the other side are just saying you did the right thing. So there we are.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Gary.
Hey,
Love
good luck.
you.
Hey, I love
Thank
you
you.
too. Love you
Thank you,
too.
Alice.
Appreciate
Good to see you guys.
it.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Dinner in Vegas next time. Okay, next time I'm in Vegas.
He said, okay. Oh, sorry.
That's
Well,
good.
wait. I accidentally muted her.
Oh,
Sorry, I
there.
muted again, Alice.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, Gary, love to see you guys in Vegas. We will go to dinner. Or
All
we will
right.
have dinner at my house, whatever you want.
Perfect. I love you, girl. Take
Thank
care.
you. I'll see
Love
you soon,
you.
Alice.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay.
Jubilee, a kiss. There we go. That's so
Oh.
cool. You know, our loved ones on the other side really are with us still, which is kind of cool, you know? And they're in this God's universe. We're at in God's universe. I don't know. They're out there. They're in different heavens, different places, whatever their heaven is, and that's where they are. And so it's just beautiful seeing this, though. I always get a firsthand front row seat to seeing all this. And I appreciate all that these days from you guys. I really do. Who are we talking to, girl? Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I have a Miss Paula Johnson that has a rash and she needs help. Go ahead
All right.
and unmute Paula.
Okay, I'm here.
How are you?
Hey. Hey, girl.
Hi. I've spoken with you before, but right now I have an unusual situation that I went to the dermatologist. There's nothing in medical science to help me, and I'm wondering if it's a spiritual attack. Or is it an allergy reaction that I'm eating something that my body doesn't like?
These days, there's a lot of allergy attacks where people do things and their body does react weird. In your case, I think it's spiritual. Okay,
Okay.
so I remember this happened to me years ago. I had a doctor come to see me, and this was when I was first not, I can't say I was learning to heal people, but I was becoming aware that I could heal people. Just like a lot of you guys, I try to make you aware of your gifts. And you could already heal people and you could already do this thing or read people, do things. You could do all these things spiritually and you have to realize you can do them. And so I was becoming aware of the healer that I was or I am. And so I had a dermatologist come to see me for a reading. And the dermatologist had a tremendous skin problem. And so she said, you know, I've had this my whole life. It's a plague for me. And I got a feeling, a vision that you could heal me. And I, of course, I'll take the challenge always. And so I worked on her, and I remember I said, God, please give me the spiritual gift to heal this lady. And I did. And I seen this, and basically it looked like your skin caught on fire. And I burned off the darkness that was plaguing her and creating her skin disorder. And I don't know, maybe a few weeks went by, a couple of weeks, and she calls back and she says, I just want to say, first of all, I love you. Second of all, I'm healed. Thank you. And so I she popped into my head. Okay, well, I hadn't thought about her in years because this was like probably 30 years ago. And so they told me to use the same gift on you that I used on her.
Okay.
Okay. And so
I
I'm using
kind
it
of have a
now.
sense that it was something spiritual.
Well, it can be like that.
Yeah.
And so now then I notice you're starting to sweat. Notice you're sweating a little bit. And so
Yeah.
if you notice I'm moving my hand around, I'm using a particular staff. It looks like the sort of looks like the torch the Statue of Liberty carries, but it shoots fire instead of light. Sometimes you have to get rid of dark energies with fire gifts, not light gifts. Okay. It's
Okay.
a different thing. And so I'm just now burning this off of you all the way from your head to your toe. There. How does that feel?
I'm super hot. And
Okay.
I have been using light and it wasn't working.
Yeah, fire. Okay. I'm going to share my gift with you. There we go. It looks like that. It looks just like that. It looks like the torch the Statue of Liberty carries, but it shoots fire. Okay. I get this gift, reach and grab this staff. Okay. And so if you reach and just reach and grab this staff that shoots fire, looks like the very torch the Statue of Liberty carries. There we go. Looks like that. There you go. And now then, go around your body with it. There we go. Look how dizzy you got.
Yeah.
See? Okay. You fixed it. There.
Okay.
You can fix it yourself. You got the gift. Just like I got it, you got it. There we are. See, human beings are light beings, God beings. We're up with that. And so that means what? Okay. That means we're in the oneness club. So if you're one with me, you can be one with me and you can have all the gifts I got if you want them. Right? I'm glad. I'm happy. You know, and that's how all the light beings, the God beings, have survived out in the universe for all these eons. Oneness. That's how oneness works. And so, but you look super bright now. And so you all lit up. Look how you feel.
Yeah, it's still going on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still going on. When I look at you and I'm looking at your skin, I'm actually seeing little matrices, you know, that are little God matrices, little helixes, and they're going like in little infinities, okay? And they're going all through your body, all the way from your head to your toe. There we go. You're gonna feel better. You're gonna There you go. All right. Good luck with all that. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, let me know. All right.
Oh,
There. That was
thank
pretty cool.
you. Nice.
Did y'all follow or did I lose everybody? That sounded like a nut. You know, I never know. You know, I'm like, either that was really brilliant or really stupid, you know. But that's the way gifts work. I mean, gifts work a certain way. They just work a certain way. It's simple. It could be a drop of holy water from God, or it could be a staff that is lighting everything on fire and burning it off your physical body, so your physical body gets healed. And so that's what it could be. Awesome. Who do I talk to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Brent Garcia. Thank you. Go ahead and unmute. You go. There you go.
There you go. Did you
Oh,
unmute? Oh,
you
shit.
muted
I
again.
accidentally muted you. Go ahead and unmute again. I'm sorry. We're
All
playing mute
right.
tag. Right.
Hi,
Cool.
Brent.
Hi, thank you.
Hey,
Welcome.
buddy. How are you? What's your
I'm good.
question?
So I just wanted to share that I've been going through a lot since like July. And I just wanted to see what's going on with my energy, what needs to be cleared, and what I need to look out for.
You're a great guy, first off.
Oh, thank you.
And what happens is with great people can get attacked to, there's a certain demon that attacks people to make them feel not great. And so you have people that will attack you and tell you how bad you are instead of how good you are. Does that make any sense to you? Okay. That's BS. Don't buy it. Okay. And so there's a demon that makes people do this. People will get so possessed around you. And then the next thing, you're the bad guy. And then you're the bad guy. And you're the bad guy. Does that make any sense to you? Okay. I'm going to clear that off you. Is that okay?
I would like you to do that, please. Thank you.
Yeah. And that'll save your life because that's driving you crazy. There we go. Easy to do. There we go. Now look how good you feel now. Simple as that. Look how you feel. See?
Simple as that.
Simple as that. And so, but see, demons do certain things. You above all really want to be a good person. You want to do everything good for everybody you can, especially if you love them, you know? And so the demons will attack you at your weakest point. Always. Your weakest point is thinking you're the bad guy because you are such a damn good guy. That's what's going on with you. Well, I cleared that mess off you. You're gonna be all right now. And
Thank you.
you'll find the people around you that were making you a bad guy, you'll find they're gonna have to go through a few things. But that's okay. And so there you
Thank
are.
you.
Yeah, now look how you feel. That's crazy feeling, right?
Crazy feel here, and my head is calm, very calm.
Yeah, that's because you don't have these negative projections from these idiots that are saying, screaming, you're the bad guy. Yeah. And so that's the reason you feel so calm in your head. You're quiet. There we go. I cleared all that off you. But you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Nice
Thank
person.
you.
There's two or three other things I can do. I see some money blocks. I just cleared them. I see some
Thank
love
you.
blocks. I just cleared them. Ask God for a new heart.
God, please give me a new heart.
There you go. It goes right into your chest. Yay. There you go. Feels good. There we go. Where do you live? Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Oh, and now I see a God matrix. There, I was waiting for this. I see this God matrix coming down. This is customized from God, and I saw it slip into your chest right then. Now, try manifesting now whatever it is you want, and you'll find it'll come to you easy. Okay?
Okay.
So there you
Awesome.
go. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank
Gary. Appreciate
you.
it.
Hey, appreciate
Thank
you. Appreciate you.
you.
You're the best.
Bye. Thank you,
That's
Brent.
good.
Thank you.
He felt smart to me. Did he feel smart to you guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Looks like he's a doctor or
He looks
something.
smart and
He
sounds smart.
does, right? I just felt like I got smarter talking to him.
You raised your IQ.
He raised my damn. Yeah, he raised my IQ. Yeah, I'm smarter now. That's perfect. That's really good. And so there's like, let me just look around. I'm just clearing you. Let me see my next screen. There we are. Oh, let me talk to Jason. I want to talk to Jason Gant. Hey, buddy. Last week when we tapped in with you tapped in with us, you were working out and you were at the gym, you were working out, you got through your workout, and I was realizing I was watching your energy and as you were going, and you went brighter and brighter and brighter. And then I took you to a higher level. See, a lot of people use working out or exercise for their meditation, and you said, yeah, you do that, and so anyway, I got you to this higher level. I just wanted to ask you how your week was. That's all. Yeah.
It was completely different. All my meditations were different. Like they were quiet before they were really kind of like tumultuous, but my meditations were.
A lot of static.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel more open when I walk. I'm like up here. I'm like a balloon.
You're like above yourself, looking
Yeah, I'm
down.
above myself when
See
I'm
you.
walking.
I see you doing that.
Pretty
Wow.
cool.
Awesome. So, but you saw a big difference, right?
Very much so. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Let me tweak you. Let me tweak you. I'm gonna see if there's anything I need to do to. Oh yeah, there we are. You got this God matrix that's now coming down and is moving into your chest and around you, and now there you are. Ah, look how that's feeling.
Yeah.
Crazy feeling, right? Really light, really light. Yeah. With a God matrix like that, you can really manifest anything you want. So ask for stuff. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And so
Yes.
are you in Brazil still? You're in Brazil?
I'm in Brazil, yes.
Okay. There we go. Now you got all kinds of good stuff coming your way. You know? I actually see little pots of gold around you.
Thank you.
That's
I'm
what I
excited.
see. Yeah. And so you guys, if you want to manifest money, or success, or like I see pots of gold around him. You can ask for the same gift. Just say, God, please give me some pots of gold. There we
Yeah,
are.
this is plastic gold.
There you go. Now you got about 100 times what you need. There we go. Perfect. Look how hot you got. Feel how warm. I see you starting to really sweat now. See? There we go. Perfect. Perfect. You're like a conduit. You're like a little connection to heaven, you know? And so. But not a little connection, a big connection to heaven. So that's good. People who are your friends, lucky, you know? Do they say that? Do you have friends that realize they're lucky because they know you?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. Fair
Thank
enough.
you.
Fair enough. You know, fair enough, because I see that with you. I see that with you. Perfect. Good. Lots of light to you. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Very much. Thank you.
Thanks. That was pretty cool. And Judy's in love with you.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Did you wake up? There you are.
I was in a
Hello.
dream state. I'm so sorry. I was just staring at
You were drooling. Yeah.
the
There you are. I'm torturing you. Damn. There we go. Perfect. Who are we talking to, Michelle? Who are we talking to?
I've got Alyssa Neal. Alyssa, thank you for your patience. Go ahead and unmute.
Yeah, we're talking.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to talk to her. That's perfect. Hey, girl.
Hi. So I don't know how to explain this. So it's really weird because I was going through this on my own this week. But it kind of started a couple weeks ago, but I tried to clear it and it wouldn't. I've just been having these like night terrors. And they're about like death.
I gotta get them real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to do things really fast because the demons will run from me.
I'll miss them.
Okay, let me you do that, right? Let
I
me
just
do that.
Want to sleep.
Yeah, there we go. Hang on. There we go. There we are. Damn. Well, they're after you.
Uh-huh.
Had a bunch of red-eyed demons. Now look how warm your body's getting now. See?
I feel so much better.
Yeah. So you had some super big hell dimensions. These are upside down pyramids. Mm-hmm. And they capture your higher selves. And I just captured back, I don't know, 300 or 400 higher selves that were captured. And so now you're going to look how good you feel now. There.
I feel so good. Do you know about, like, so on Tuesday night, I tried to clear myself and I felt like there was a snake going up my spine and like around my neck. Mm-hmm. Is that like, was I dreaming or was that like real?
No, that was true. That was accurate. Yeah. But it wasn't a snake. It was a dragon.
Oh.
Okay. And so it was a dragon entity. Dragon entities are always catastrophic disasters. But I just peeled it off of you. Now look how warm you feel now.
I feel so much better. Do you think you could clear my dad too? Because my dad has these dreams about losing a baby in bed. And he asked me to have you clear him.
There, I just fixed him. He'll be all right.
And while you're at it, can you clear my mom and my brother too?
And so everybody much. Else I know on earth. There we are. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
I fixed him. Your brother's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love my brother so much.
Yeah, he's a neat person. Very neat person.
He's in college for baseball, so I've just been trying to help him, like, clear him so that he gets successful.
What city is he in?
Athens, Georgia, like that area. I don't know the particular city, but he had a really difficult time this semester, just with his coaches and just being, like, I think he was a little bit sad he was away from home and being alone.
Does he have an idiot girlfriend?
He did over the summer, yes.
Yeah. That's really what's messed him up. Let me clear that off him, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. There. Got rid of the idiot vibe. Better. See how you feel better? So you feel better because he feels better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're empath. Yeah, because you empath your brother. You love him. There, I fixed you and everybody you know. So good luck. All right.
Thank you so much.
Big kiss.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was great.
She's so sweet. Beautiful girl. Oh, that was good. You could tell the difference in her.
There we go. Yeah. There. Who I got, Michelle? Who I got?
Hey, I've got Josh. Speaking of brother and sister, I'm going to go ahead and add them real quick.
There you guys are. Yes. Hey. Yeah. I didn't talk to you today. Hey, what's up? How's it going? And you guys are in what? You're in Ecuador, right?
Hi, Gertie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys? You guys are getting sleepy over there.
My brother, can you clear my brother?
Yes.
He's feeling a little bad.
Oh, why are you feeling so bad? What's going on with you, buddy? What's up?
It's like, I can't manifest nothing. This last week, I've been trying to manifest money, but I can't do it. I simply set a goal, and everything goes wrong.
No, see, here's the thing. See, you're using a test run on one of the worst energy weeks ever. Okay. This is a week where you remember, I told you, I said, you guys got to have a lot of light right now. The reason you got to have a lot of light right now, because there's a lot of dark right now. And so you're picking the wrong week for a test subject. You see? So here, let me fix you, okay? Stop whining. Don't whine, okay? Just say, God, I will stop whining.
God, I will stop what?
Whining. Whining. Whining is like, oh, poor me. I can't do anything right. I'm an idiot. Right. Has he been doing that? I'm talking to your sister now. Has he been doing that all week? Right?
Yeah. And I had a question also.
Okay, hang on. Let me fix him first, and then I'll come to you. Okay, there we go. All right. I saw a big, God gave you a big, beautiful star that went into your head. So, and whatever that means, it means you'll be a star at whatever you do. And you'll also be popular or famous at whatever you do. And so that's a great gift to get. I didn't decide to get you that gift. God gave you that gift, and it's a golden star, and it just went into your head. Feel how you got warm all over?
Yeah.
Okay, manifest now, and you'll be all right, okay?
Thank you very much. You're hey. My friend.
Thank you. Stop whining. Okay, now what's your question? What's your question? Your sister's
about the scholarship that you mentioned in the first meeting from Kevin. And you know, I was so excited for that. And
oh, lean over into the camera. I can't see you. There we go. Lean over towards your brother. There we go. Okay. There.
Yeah. It's about that because I cried to Jim and they respond me, but they say me that they don't know anything about it and they don't think that he's gonna
here's the deal, send me an email, okay? GarySpivey@gmail.com. All right. But put your picture so I'll know it's you, okay?
thank you so much. And also I wanted if you can explain me, you know, for that time I had so much doubts about the truth of everything, you know, because
yeah,
you know,
but honey, we all get possessed. Everybody gets demons, you know, because the planet's full of them. And so you'll just get a demon and it'll make you feel doubt, you know. But you can always go above it. Look up, imagine yourself higher. There you are. You're already there. It's easy for you guys. You guys are lucky. Whatever you're made of, whatever you and your brother are made of, is a good thing to be made of. Okay. So you guys are very different than a lot of people, and you have a lot of beautiful light that is within you. This means that you have the ability to just create light if you walk into the room. And so you're so lucky to be you. And so know that you have beauty inside your heart, inside your brain, inside your being, and you're also both beautiful. And so you have all this beauty. And so you are going to be fine. Your brother is going to be fine. You're going to be really, really lucky. Just allow yourself to be lucky and realize it's God's time. God's time. In other words, God will hook you up when it's a perfect time. You know, I mean, before I've tried to do things before and I couldn't get them to work. I'd be bitching at God, you know, God, why don't you let this happen? What is wrong? Ah, you know, and then he would go, oh, God, shut up. You know, and so I can hear God, and I'd hear God say, shut up. And so I'd shut up, you know, and stop whining. But then he would bring a perfect situation that was far more perfect than anything I could ever imagine. You guys fall into that category. So just shut up and allow it to happen. Stop whining. Realize you're lucky. It's going to happen. Whatever you want, we'll line up for you guys. That's what I see. And I see you on track now. I got a vision of a golden train track. And so take the gift of the golden train track. Now, you guys, this is a cool gift. You want to ask for this gift and piggyback off their gift. Okay, ask God for the gift of the golden train track. Reach and grab it. There we are.
Could you clear something on my mom? I want to present you to my mom.
Oh, hey, Mom. Hey, Hello. Mom.
How are
you? I'm good. I'm good. Oh, now I see where these guys got their beauty from. You're beautiful. So yes, I could. What does she want me to clear off of her?
Her dad left her alone with her mother when she was a kid, and because of that, she happened very traumatic situations, and she was
sad. Traumas. Yeah. Traumas. Yeah. There. I got rid of those traumas. She'll get really warm right now. Tell her she'll feel real warm. Yeah. Feel warm? You feel warm? There. Good. Yeah, good. Yeah. I got rid of it. She didn't feel anything?
No, she didn't.
Yeah. I pulled all these traumas off of her. She was backwards in her body. And she has a lot of anger. Tell her to say, I forgive everybody. Just tell her to say that.
I forgive everybody.
Okay, there we go. There. Now she'll feel it. There we go. That was it. She just had to forgive people. People are crazy, you know, and sometimes you end up with bad people. So she'll feel better now. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Good luck, you guys. Good luck, you guys. Love you so much too. Yeah, stop whining. Don't whine. All right. All right. Good night. You guys have fun. Have fun.
They're so cute.
I think that's good advice for everybody. Stop whining.
Yeah.
You know, you guys just stop whining. Damn. You know. All right. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I have NR. NR. Go ahead and unmute. Hi. I hope I said that right. NR. There you go.
You look like James Bond. Or, he looks Mr. like James Bond or something, right?
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Where are you? Where are you from?
I'm in California.
Oh, okay.
From Mexico.
What was your name?
Nestor. N-E-S. Yes.
Thank you, Nestor.
Nestor, and what's your question?
Well, the real question is, I'm struggling right now and getting some work and money. So that's mainly the things I'm going through right now.
Okay. All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask God for the gift to not doubt.
Give me the gift to not doubt, like have any doubts about anything.
Okay. He's giving you a golden diamond heart. It almost looks like a disco ball. If it was a, you know what I mean? Like it's a disc. It looks like one of those disco balls almost, but it's a heart. And I want you to take this golden diamond heart and put it into your chest. And that'll give you a gift of courage, strength, and it'll get you the crazy ability to get above doubt. And now then, and say, okay, I don't doubt. Say, I don't doubt.
I don't doubt.
Say it again.
I don't doubt.
One more time.
I don't doubt.
I believed you there. Okay. Good.
I don't doubt.
Yeah. And so you just have to keep telling yourself that. Now look how your head got really dizzy inside. That was crazy, right?
Feel yeah, I got dizzy. Warm as well.
Warm and dizzy. That's because you had all of your dimensions going backwards. They were going counterclockwise. Counterclockwise dimensions. And if you read the book, Your Keys to Heaven, that Dean and I wrote like 20 years ago, it talks about the dimensions. And if you have those dimensions going counterclockwise, they pull in everything bad and throw out everything good. And yours come from doubt. And so now that's gone. Okay.
Thank you.
I broke that. I got rid of that. That's the reason you got so dizzy in your head. It was crazy feeling. You know, I could feel as I'm empathing you. So that's what you were feeling. But you're going to be okay now. And you'll find that you won't doubt and you'll find things will just click for you. See, when you don't doubt anything, that means your belief makes it occur, makes it happen. Now, in your case, I see it raining God matrixes on you. These God matrixes are just raining on top of your head now. And so you're going to find it's going to be pretty easy for you. You know?
Thank you. Getting warmer.
You're getting warmer. Good. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You'll be all right. You're going to be
fine. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're going to be fine. Does he? Why do I think he's like a James Bond character in a movie? Do you think so, Michelle?
Yep, you know? He could do it. I could see him in the movies.
Yeah, you should be an actor, you know?
Never thought about it, I will.
Yeah, maybe think about it. There we are. It looks good.
Looks really like he could be the good guy.
Yeah, Exactly. Yeah.
Not the villain.
No. Yeah. He's too much of a good guy. His smile.
Crazy. Yeah. Oh, here we are. Let me see Gus. All right.
Oh, he.
Oh.
That's just one day.
Gus. Bella, there's your daddy.
Yeah. This is Bella's dad.
Come here, Bella. Come see your daddy. I gave Bella a haircut too.
She didn't want to be picked up.
She's wearing her sweater.
Hey, what's up? You having a good day? Okay. Yeah. He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Yeah. Oh, such a good boy.
There we are. Yeah, it's really important. Love your people. Love your animals. Love your relationships. Love your family. Love your friends. Love strangers. You know, a lot of times you get really joy, a lot of joy from strangers, you know, just strangers, right? And so I find that all the time. And so, but you want to just project as much love as you can every day to everybody. And that love will bring you light. Light is the most important thing right now. Light, light. You cannot have too much light right now. The planet's a little dark, and so you got to light it up. And you think, well, what can I do to light up the planet? Well, as I go here, guys, you guys feel warm? And all of you raise your hand. Yeah. Okay. I lit you up. And you're all over the world. I'm talking to you guys. Some of you are Brazil, Ecuador, you know, all over the place, you know, the Middle East, you know. And so, and I can light you up wherever you are in the world. And so you have to realize that you can light up the whole world. You're not any different than me. I'm not any different than you. And so take your love, be a love bug, you know, and if you're lonely, buy a puppy.
Anyway, Bella.
There we go.
Yes, there's your daughter.
Oh, you don't want to leave. That's funny. He's like, oh, I'm staying where I'm at. Anyway, who we got?
Thank you, Gary. Okay, I have Legend.
Legend?
Legend from, I think, Iran. 6 o'clock in the morning there. Hi, beautiful.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
You can't believe how grateful I am to be here with you all.
Well, thank you. I'm grateful. No, you have no idea how grateful I am.
Oh my God. My heart is pumping like, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm always excited when I talk to people all over the world, wherever they are. And I'm excited because if I can share my light and tap into your light, then we have more light. And so I'm projecting as much light as I possibly can to you and your family. And so, and there we go.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh my
feel
God.
How you, feel how your back, feel how your back got real warm. You feel it in your back. You feel really warm right there. Yeah.
I feel it from the bottom of my spine to the top. And
yeah, right. So well, yeah. The reason, let me tell you the reason for that. The reason for that is because you're an angel. Sometimes people are no, you were an angel. Sometimes people are earth angels. And when your back lights up like that, I get a vision. I see angel wings. And you're very much a healer. You heal people. What do you do? What do you do?
I am an Instagram marketer, actually.
Okay. Well,
but I really am, you know, into your work. I am one of Kevin Struzo and those students, and I really love you and Kevin so much.
Oh, good. You guys, you have to join us. I don't know. I'm trying to talk him into doing. I'm trying to talk him into doing a Christmas moment online. I don't know if he feels like doing it or not. But anyway, Kevin's coming. We usually, you know, hang out and spend Christmas together. And so he's coming to my house for Christmas and he's cooking this big Italian meal. And he would go, his, you know, unfortunately his mom and his dad passed away when he was, you know, taking his little siesta there, and his mom would always cook these big Italian meals and things, and so and so he's cooking this big giant Italian meal. I'm looking forward to it, and so there we are. So we'll let you know how that rolls along, you know.
That's awesome. Thank you. Dear Gary, I want you to tell me about my, the abundance path of mine. I really love to do that. And I know it comes in steps. Now maybe I'm doing this because I'm
Well,
a
here's
person.
okay. Here's I'm gonna shortcut it for you. Okay,
Thank you.
many times I want to do. I'm super ambitious, right? And
Yeah.
so I will want something that makes no damn sense whatsoever, and I will manifest it out of thin air. I really do, and it'll occur. It'll happen, and everybody's like, "Damn, it worked," whatever. And I think people are always surprised when things work. There's a beautiful gift. Now, all of you guys want to get this gift. This is the most important. This is one of the most important gifts you could get. There is a gift, and it's the gift of a golden diamond bridge. Okay. This is a spiritual gift of a golden diamond bridge. Imagine it in your mind. You see it. There we go.
Oh,
I
yes.
see it.
Yeah.
You see it. You see it.
That's
I can tell
awesome.
you can actually spiritually see it. Bring it down to you. Okay, and now
Oh, my
it.
God. Most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you can actually see it. I'm so happy you can see. See, now you can see spiritually. You can see everything I see. Yeah, you can see everything I see.
In the both ends of it's full of diamonds and it's
Right. Okay.
everything.
This is a very special spiritual gift of a golden diamond bridge. This is God's gift to you and anybody else that wants to piggyback on this gift. And this is a spiritual gift to you, and this is the bridge that gets you over the troubled water. So even no
Oh.
matter how troubled the water is right now, and no matter what's going on, this bridge will take you to the other side, and the other side's a golden diamond mountain. So
Oh.
when I see golden diamond, look at that mountain. You can see it. It's golden and diamond. You see,
Yes.
that's
That's
okay. See it.
me.
Yeah. And see, that's the highest vibration of wealth, is what it is. You guys want to piggyback on this. You really do. You need to say, God, please
Awesome.
give me,
That's
God,
dream
God, please give me my spiritual gift of my golden diamond bridge that will lead me across the troubled water to my golden diamond mountain. And there we are. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
How hot are you inside? You're on
I'm
fire.
shaking in every cell of my body.
Where are you today? Where are you again?
I'm in Iran.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you
Yeah.
called me.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful for your work, and I know it's shaking up the planet. It's if you are not, I'm so happy that you are here. I'm so happy.
Well, I'm very happy you're here. And so mutual. I love you.
Thank
Take
you.
care, girl.
Thank you.
All
Can
right.
I
Thank
ask
you.
another question?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm having fun with you.
There is a piece of land that is for my grandfather's father, and they are all now dead, my father, my grandfather, and that gr land is kind of our privilege and our the it is ours, but it's not legally ours, but it can really help my family. I know I can make it, but that can have a very good effect on, speeding up the whole thing. Can you see what it goes, or do I get some hope in it or not? Because I'm not someone that, puts hope in something that it's not
Well,
sure. I can just only.
just go ahead. Okay, listen to me. Don't doubt and just walk across that bridge.
Oh
That
yeah.
bridge, see, the bridge will get you right there.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah, many times I've had tremendous impossibilities in my life, and then I would just simply get a golden bridge. Rarely did I ever see a golden diamond bridge. Okay, and so there you are. So you have that. Use that gift. Use that gift and keep going forward, and you'll see what happens. Okay.
Okay. Can you see my dad on the other side? His name is Ali Reza.
He says he feels good and he's dancing. He says my legs are good.
Oh my god! Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. He felt so much pain in his feet every time. Yeah, does he smoke there too?
He says every day. Every day. Yeah.
And tell him, I always tell him I love him. Does he hear me?
He hears you now. He says he loves you. And he says, yes, he hears you. But he's dancing because his feet are good. He's happy his feet are good now. Yeah.
No, so
he's
all good. Is this my grandfather?
He said, no, he went to hell. He's joking. He's joking, but it makes a little sense, right? The grandfather was tough as nails, right?
Oh my god, yes he was.
So your father's just letting you know it's really him you're talking to.
Oh my god, I really love him. Thank you, Gary. You're the best. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you, legend.
Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon. Let us know how you're doing. You know,
it's a more blessing than you think to you.
Oh, she's sweet.
Very sweet.
Yes, thank you so much.
She actually meant it, you know?
Yeah, she did. You could tell she was very genuine.
Yeah.
She's so likable and lovable.
Michelle, you always pick good ones.
Thank you. Well, before we go, I got to get Kathy South. It's her birthday on Thanksgiving.
All right.
But just in case. Hey, Kathy, thank you for being
so good.
And happy birthday week.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Trying to lower my hand. Where is that
thing? There you go. What's your question?
There we go. Whoops. Carrie, I just wanted to see if there's anything to clear, and if I've never asked you if God had any messages for me, because I have a feeling next year is going to be a lot of fun.
He said, if you allow it to be, he said, you're finally getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so when he says you're getting out of your way, it means you've learned to allow.
Okay.
And so I just see, you know, his message to you is to allow, and that should be a great message for everybody. And so is just allow. When you allow, you'll find things just come to you really fast, you know, and when you think about it and can try to control it, you'll find that it's just, you know, hard to make that work. But you guys, I just see you allowing. And so I see God winking at you. And he's telling me to tell you he has a good sense of humor.
Good.
And so
I need a good sense of humor.
Okay. God says he has one. He'll share his with you. And so that's perfect. And so
wonderful.
I appreciate you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You know, I appreciate
you. I love you. I'm feeling good. All the energy on my back. They're doing something on my back. So,
they're hooking you up. You're hooked up. There we are. Good luck.
Awesome. Girl. Thanks, you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Michelle, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you cooking Thanksgiving dinner for your mom, or what are you up to? What are y'all up to?
Yeah, we're having a party at my sister's house, at Divine's house.
And, well, nice.
Corey and Kai and them are all coming in from California. And then, you know, the whole family's going to be there. And then we have another party, my other sister, Vivian, the next day.
Michelle was in charge of the turkeys. And I was like, you know what? I got a better idea. Went to Whole Foods and got turkeys from Whole Foods that's already cooked.
Two big ones.
We pick them up the day before Thanksgiving. You just got to heat them up. They do all the cooking for you. So,
yeah.
A great Whole Foods commercial, guys.
Yeah. There you go. Whole Foods. Get 2 pound turkeys. No, actually, they're 20 pound turkeys.
Oh, like turkeys, you know, I have organic turkeys that I raise on the farm, and I can't talk anybody into killing them.
Nope. No. You can't now, they're pets now, so
all the animals in your farm are pets now.
So you know that didn't work out so good, but anyway. Bad business model, but I wish you guys a wonderful Thanksgiving. I appreciate you guys, love you guys, you know. Alice and Richard are, I'm sure, having a big Thanksgiving, you know. And so be a part of my Enlightenment Club. Join us, energy clearings. And every month we have a spiritual master class, which I'm catching up on, you know, this year. You know, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys for joining me. 800-827 Gary, GarySpivey.com. This was a great evening of light. I'm talking to God right now, and I'm asking him, what gift can he give you guys that will help you through your holidays, help you with your light, help you with whatever trauma you're going through, help you with whatever obstacles you have in your life. And he's giving each one of you guys a God matrix right now. So just reach up and grab it and pull this God matrix into your heart, into your body, into your spirit, and into your soul. Thank you, God, and love yourself. And this God matrix will work a lot better for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I appreciate you, God. And I appreciate all of you guys. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in a few days. Love you a bunch.